I'm Jimmy Murray, and welcome to Animal Fun Facts. Today we are talking about
the differences between gators and crocodiles. So there are three or five key things to look for, and I'll try to get to all of them here today. The first one is exposed versus interdigitated teeth. The easiest way to distinguish crocodiles from alligators is by looking at their jawline. The teeth on the lower jaw of an alligator fit into the sockets of its upper jaw, leaving only the upper teeth visible when its mouth is closed. The teeth on the lower jaw of a crocodile fit into the grooves on the outside of the top jaw, making both the upper and lower teeth visible when the mouth is closed, thus creating a toothy grin. Nice. Another difference is the shape of their nose and jaw. Alligators have a wider shovel-like U-shaped snout, while crocodile snouts are typically more pointed or V-shaped. So alligators are vowels and crocodiles are consonants. And the way you remember that is alligator starts with an A, which is a vowel, so it has a U-shaped snout. And a crocodile starts with a C, it's a consonant, so they have a V-shaped snout. Less obvious to the human eye, crocodiles have modified salivary glands called salt glands on their tongues, but alligators do not. Both crocodiles and alligators have small pit-like sensory organs called integumentary organs, or dermal pressure receptors surrounding their upper and lower jaws. These organs allow crocodilians to detect minor pressure changes in surrounding water. In crocodiles, however, their organs extend over nearly their entire body. In gators, it does not. Also, crocs are generally thought of as more aggressive than alligators. An alligator will leave you alone. It's lazy. Crocs will mess your stuff up. And they're huge. They'll jump on you. They can stand on their tail. There's a picture of me somewhere being compared to a 6-foot crocodile. It's the longest crocodile. It was at the zoo in Australia. And they just have the world record crocodile, and it's like 22 feet long, and I'm like nothing. I would have fit in its belly, like with room to spare. Anyway, have a good day, guys.
Don't forget to tell your parents to send us their suggestions and yours to @TheJimmyMurray on Twitter.
Thanks for listening to this show, and don't forget to listen to our other shows, The Kid-Friendly Joke of the Day and The Dinosaur Fun Facts. Keep learning. End credit theme is Winner Winner by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.